addressed. For NPR News, I'm David Shaper.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. It was the apotheosis of the career of Hector Berlioz, music from his grand opera based on the Aeneid, A Grand March from the Trojans, played by the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, led by Louis de Fromond, here on Kansas Public Radio as we get things started, here in our noon hour of classical music. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson, and this hour we have the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra set to bring us a wonderful fantasia on Polish dances from Chopin, music for piano and orchestra. And we'll also enjoy a cozy little trio for violin, cello, and harp by German composer Louis Spohr, all just ahead of us. Thanks for being a part of things here on a Tuesday afternoon. Conductor Carsten Andersen takes up the Bergen Symphony Orchestra, and we'll enjoy next Norwegian Rhapsody No. 3 from Johan Svensson, next on Kansas Public Radio. Norwegian Rhapsody No. 3 of Johan Svensson, performed by the Bergen Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Carsten Andersen, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:23. And still to come, after a little bit of chamber music on the way, we have the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra and a fantasy on Polish airs for piano and orchestra by Chopin. That'll be along in the second half of the hour. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District, now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. The heat has broken, at least for a little bit. It's 74 degrees with cloudy skies here on the KU campus. Gradually, it should start to become sunny this afternoon, and we should have high temperatures fetching up around 83. Tonight clear with a low of 62. It's a sunny day tomorrow with a high of 88 and a slight chance of showers for tomorrow night. So chamber music, as mentioned, we'll hear music by composer Louis Spohr. He was one of the great 19th century German violinists and composers. And I've mentioned before that he was married to a talented harpist, a woman named Dorette Schiedler. And one of the things Louis Spohr would do would be to write sonatas for violin and harp, the kind that they could play together. In this case, we have a trio with some room made for one more, for violin, cello, and harp. And we'll hear violinist Sophie Langdon, cellist Susan Dore, and harpist Hugh Webb on KPR. Trio for violin, cello, and harp in E minor by German composer Louis Spohr, played by violinist Sophie Langdon, cellist Susan Dore, and the harp played by Hugh Webb here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 12:45, and in 15 minutes' time, news from NPR, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, founded in 1972. This ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. Support for classical music comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors to help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu. On next to music by Chopin, and we're going to listen to some music that was one of the few occasions where he wrote for piano as well as orchestra. He only had about 6 of those works in total. And one of them, one of his early ones from 1828, was the following fantasy on Polish airs in A major. We'll listen to the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra along with pianist Abby Simon. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1828, a fantasy on Polish airs in A major, music by Chopin, played by the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra and pianist Abby Seidman, today on KPR. Just about 1 o'clock and almost time for NPR News, with more classical music in the next hour, where we have an incredible symphony awaiting you, the first written by Danish composer Niels Wilhelm Gatha. The Stockholm Sinfonietta has that performance for us. Much more wonderful music still to come. Thanks for joining us here on KPR.
The new film, War Game, NPR News.
All things considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison and K258 BT in Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live,
New Delhi.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, and music by French composer Emmanuel Chabrier, who, in 1882, along with his wife, made a grand tour throughout Spain, taking in the countryside and a good deal of music and dancing. It's a tour that he found enchanting and resolved to return to Paris to write an extraordinary fantasia. The result was that rhapsody for orchestra known as Espana, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music for you. The Stockholm Sinfonietta will join us in about 15 minutes' time. We'll hear a beautiful symphony, the first, written in 1843 by Danish composer Niels Wilhelm Gatha, in just a bit. A little chamber music is next from a Czech composer born in the mid-18th century, Franz Kromer, who is a bit obscure these days, but in his lifetime was, in the city of Vienna, the most well-known composer outside of Beethoven, and someone who attained the position as composer for the Imperial Court of Austria. Music by Franz Kromer, a quartet for oboe, violin, viola, and cello, put on for us by the Tantillon Ensemble and the oboe played by John Dee, next on KPR. Music from Czech composer Franz Kromer. Quartet for oboe, violin, viola, and cello in C major. The oboe is played by John Dee alongside the members of the Tantillon Ensemble, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:26, and at the top of the hour there'll be news from NPR. We're enjoying classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. The BBC Proms is coming back to KPR this summer, starting on Friday night, showcasing the most memorable performances from this year's Proms, the UK's annual celebration of classical music. The opening night brings Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and the Piano Concerto by Clara Schumann. The Proms are back, beginning Friday night at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com. Our next recording is of the Stockholm Sinfonietta and the music by Danish composer Niels Wilhelm Gatha of the 19th century, who was a close friend and colleague of Felix Mendelssohn, man who was instrumental at helping to arrange the premiere of the following piece, the first symphony by Gatha, which had to be delayed in its Copenhagen performance in 1843, but over in Leipzig, Mendelssohn enthusiastically premiered the piece, with the two exchanging letters about the wonderful quality of Gatha's first symphony. We'll enjoy it in the recording of the Stockholm Sinfonietta conducted by Neeme Järvi, here on KPR. The recording by the Stockholm Sinfonietta, conducted by Neeme Järvi, in Symphony No. 1 in C minor, from 1843, by Danish composer Niels Wilhelm Gotha, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 2 p.m., and in the next hour, after the news from NPR, classical music continues on. There'll be music by Josef Suk. We have a Mozart quartet for flute, as well as the Fifth Orchestral Suite by Jules Massenet. Much more still to enjoy as classical music continues. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. It is 77 with cloudy skies here on the KU campus. You're listening to KPR.
At Morning Edition.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Law NPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove in Chico.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Neeme Järvi back once again, leading this time the London Symphony Orchestra in Hungarian Dance No. 8, music by Brahms, here on Kansas Public Radio, where there is just a dash more classical music for your Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to bring it to you. We're going to be in the company of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra to hear a fantasy by Josef Suk, and then the Fine Arts Quartet with Mozart. We'll enjoy Flute Quartet No. 4 in just a bit. Thanks for being a part of things here on Kansas Public Radio. We will continue with the New Zealand Symphony and conductor Johnny Vassons, for music by the great French operatic composer Jules Massenet, who famously early on in his career as a student was a recipient of the coveted Prix de Rome, where they would send you all expenses paid to study music in Rome and spend 2 years developing your art and craft. It was during that time that he spent some time in Naples, becoming familiar with the characteristic Neapolitan dance, the tarantella, something that would serve as inspiration for his 1876 orchestral suite, his fifth orchestral suite, Scenes of Naples. That's next for you on Kansas Public Radio. One of the orchestral suites by French composer Jules Massenet, from 1876, Orchestral Suite No. 5, Scenes of Naples. Conductor Johnny Vassons led the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:20. And on the way, in a little over 10 minutes' time, the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra and a violin fantasy from Josef Suk still to come. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. The sun is coming out a little bit here on the KU campus, where it is 77 degrees, and we're fetching up with a high of about 84 today. By tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 61 degrees. Tomorrow's a sunny day, expected high temperature of 89, and we have a 20% chance of showers for tomorrow night and a chance of showers on Thursday. Some Mozart and chamber music from 1787, one of the last flute quartets that he composed for the soloist Ferdinand de Jean. Flute Quartet No. 4, played by the Fine Arts Quartet, along with flutist Samuel Barron. That's next for you on KPR. From Mozart, Flute Quartet No. 4 in A Major, in a recording by the Fine Arts Quartet and flutist Samuel Barron, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time, and at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered, From NPR News, we'll get to all the very latest news, followed by classical music with Destiny, your host for more music tonight from 7 to 9. And this evening, take a voyage into the moonlight with Destiny. You'll hear music from Offenbach, Beethoven, and Debussy, plus a magnificent rhapsody by Rachmaninoff and a monumental suite from Respighi called Church Windows. Destiny has the classics for you tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Did you know that creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Ride Legacy Society? A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Here at the KU campus, 77 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 61. Sunny for tomorrow with a high of 89. We'll have a low of 67 Wednesday night. We have a 20% chance of showers, and it looks like a good chance of showers on Thursday. Temperatures in the upper 80s. Onward to a recording of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Sir Charles Mackerras. Violinist Pamela Frank is in on things as well, with music by Czech composer Josef Suk, who, as you may know, was one of the famous students of Antonín Dvořák and later a son-in-law. We'll listen to dates from his time studying with Dvořák at the Prague Conservatory around 1891, a fantasy in G minor for violin and orchestra. Next on Kansas Public Radio. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Sir Charles Mackerras, along with violinist Pamela Frank in a fantasy in G minor, composed in the late 19th century by Josef Suk during his time at the Prague Conservatory, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. More classical music with Destiny that awaits you tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for the classics on KPR.
Morning edition from NPR.
Burton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. Information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.